Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much. Joining me for hanging out with me, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Babbitt is here. Mark's back, CEO and founder of U-Turn, author of A World Gone Social. He is one of the top digital branding experts, especially that we know, and helping people every day put their best foot forward in the 21st century marketplace. This is our good friend Mark Babbitt. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Mark, one of the things that I started doing about 14 months ago, really, in February of 2020, I got wind of something, some of the stuff that was happening. I interviewed a number of my China experts. For some reason, I felt like I needed to get them on the air. And in the first 2 weeks of February, I interviewed five of my China experts. And in the middle of February, I wrote an article, my Black Swan article, where I used the word pandemic, and I told people that things might be happening. Since then, I've been trying to help small business owners understand, as I know you have, what it was going to be like in the middle of this thing, but more especially on the other side of this thing. When we transition from mid-pandemic into where we are right now, I think transitioning from mid-pandemic to post-pandemic, when people aren't worried about their lives, they're going to still have vestiges of how they felt, what they acquired during the pandemic that we're going to have to deal with as business owners. And you've been thinking a lot about this.
I have, Jim, and it's the problem is compounded because the mid pandemic phase of this just keeps getting stretched.
I know it.
And right. And when is it going to be over?
Mark, I was projecting post-pandemic for September.
Well, you know, and here's our deal.
Last September.
Last September. Okay,
September.
That doesn't work. No, we know better now. Here's our deal, Jim. We, especially with the new strains coming, we still have to anticipate that our life isn't going to go like you. I hate the word normal. Hate it.
Right.
And you and I discussed this the last time on your show. What does normal even mean?
There's nothing normal in my shop. I'll tell you that.
No. Well, and what it means to one small business owner, let's say food service, is much different mm-hmm. than what it means to another small business owner, say bookseller. Right. So there's no such thing as normal. So, but if we anticipate what might be different, or if we continue to anticipate, okay, well, with the new strains coming and the new regulations and you know, the peaks and valleys, let's just go ahead and anticipate that the mid-pandemic stretch of this is going to continue for a while, then once we own that, well, then we can go from survival to renewal much quicker.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. But the main thing is this is not going to be like flipping a switch. I mean, we are in the transition right now. There's no question we're in the transition. But the main thing we have to realize, and this is the point I keep trying to emphasize, whatever you thought your customer expectations were a year ago, they're going to be different going forward. You've got to check back in, right?
Well, it's very true. Our consumer psyche is different. And a small business owner's job, if you will, is to relate, to engage with your customer. And if your customer psyche is completely different than it was 12, 15 months ago, then our approach has to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know yet, Jim, if, you know, getting back to whatever normal was, which frankly didn't work that well for most people, for employees, for customers, for certain members of our community, normal wasn't that great before. So mm-hmm. that cannot be our goal. We as business owners, we have to fully engage with our customers right now, figure out how they're feeling, what they're buying, what they're anticipating, and then we have to be fully engaged in that process so we can re-engage with the customer. And if we don't do that, well, then we're just hoping everything goes back to normal.
Well, and see, their expectations are going to be different in ways that we didn't used to check in with them. A year ago, we didn't wonder when they walked in our store, we didn't wonder if they were concerned that we weren't sanitized. You know what I mean? Who ever thought I'd walk into a bank with a mask on, right? I mean, come on. So those are things that are going to continue for a while. It could take 3 years for all that to phase out. We may have another pandemic before they completely phase out. So you've got those kinds of expectations, those kind of safety issues that they're going to be concerned about that you've got to continue to deal with. But also, they've used products differently. They've used services differently. Some of those they're gonna want to discontinue, but some of those are gonna want to say hey, I like this. I think I'll keep wanting my stuff this way. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And I talked to a client the other day, and he said, I just don't understand the safety protocols. It's killing my business. Mm-hmm. My employees don't like it. And I said, you know what? Let's change mindset. Let's change it from adhering to safety protocols to instilling confidence.
Peace of mind.
Because
Peace of mind drives customers in every way.
If your customers are confident that you're doing everything possible to mitigate further spread, to knock down these new strains, to give them, as you just said, a certain level of peace of mind, they're not going to be afraid to walk in the door.
Yeah.
And it even applies, Jim, to our digital presence. If we see that our favorite restaurant or our favorite bookseller or our favorite retailer or our favorite service provider is online showing that they care about their community, that they're engaged in the community, that they're actively listening to how people feel and getting in tune with how they think,
right,
that instills confidence. That gives them that peace of mind, and that's job number one right
and
now
just,
for small business owners.
Exactly. You've got to be sensitive. This is the thing. Even a knucklehead like me and Mark, we have to be a little more sensitive to our customers than we used to be. We're going to come back after the break, and Mark's going to help us transition from survival mode to renewal mode right after the break, 20 after. Mark Babbitt is our guest. A War Gone Social, that's his book. Stay with us.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.